Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
Irish grandmother Donna Hughes Brown, currently being held in a Kentucky detention centre, has faced a pivotal deportation hearing today to decide her future in America, indeed to decide if she had a future in America. Having lived in the US since 1977, her detention stems from writing two bad cheques for very small sums a decade ago that have left her husband, veteran Jim Brown, fighting for her release. Jim, her husband, has spoken with RTÉ on Donna's detention in the past, and he joins me on the line now. Jim, good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Jim, that deportation hearing...
Hello.
Jim, if you can hear me, I believe that deportation hearing happened within the past hour. Can you tell me what happened?
Yes, sir. Yes, she's no longer deportable and we're working on getting her bonded out so she could be home by Christmas.
Oh, that's fantastic news, I'm sure. You must be so relieved. So she is no longer deportable.
Yes. Correct.
Is that the end of it then for her, if you can get the bond sorted?
Well, if she gets bonded out, she'll be home by Christmas and we have to get her naturalized.
Okay.
And so that'll be the next step.
So as of now, she remains in detention today?
Correct. She'll be in there until they get her. Well, by the end of the day, we could have a bond.
Okay. I can only imagine how relieved you must be because it's been a long few months for both of you.
Yeah. It's been a job.
To remind people that all of this came about, you and Donna were actually in Ireland when the legal situation in the United States changed in relation to immigration law. This new act, the Immigration
Correct.
And Nationality Act, was introduced.
Correct. And it actually has impacted a lot of immigrants from here.
Indeed.
So that's the thing. It changed where they were actually enforcing a law that's been in the books for a long time. And they just made it really strict in America. And that's what happened.
And it wasn't until you were... Sorry, Jim. I was just reminding people that it wasn't until you were flying home to the U.S., that Donna was
correct.
Was taken.
We were came from Ireland, and she was apprehended July 29th.
Have you
ICE or by customs?
And you haven't been able to be with her since then.
No.
The case, Jim, was raised. I was just re-looking at the video of it there. It was raised twice during that House Homeland Security Committee hearing recently.
Correct. I went all the way to D.C. fighting the case, yeah.
And I know you had submitted nearly 40 character witnesses for this hearing. So you must have been very heartened by that
Correct.
Support.
Yes. We also had 18 senators from Congress sign a letter saying that she should not be deported.
Okay. Well, as I say, very good news after that hearing today. She is now not going to be deported. And as you say, hopefully you and Donna will be able to spend Christmas together.